Hey, it's Nema here. We're still in the month of April, so it's still Financial Literacy Month. This week's topic, we will discuss the three types of life insurance and also discuss the three factors that determine your cost. So grab your pen and paper, meet me on the inside. Welcome to Winlow with Nema.
Angel.
Today is Wednesday, and that means
it's time for another joke.
So our joke today is brought to you by none other than
me.
Yes, Josiah himself. Go ahead, Joe.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Alex.
Alex who?
I'll explain later.
You ain't getting in either. Welcome to Winlow with Nema.
And Joe.
I'm Krista here, aka Nema. I'm an evangelist, learning coach, mom of two, and Nema of three.
I'm Josiah. I'm a Lego builder, second grader, and called by God to be a Christian warrior.
Hey there, Grandma. If you're searching for biblical strategies to train your kingdom kid, you're in the right place. Deuteronomy 4, 9, and 10 tells us to teach our children and grandchildren to obey God's commands. So if you're ready to win low, why not laugh on Wednesday? We'll provide you with practical tips to laugh and live.
Love and learn.
While inspiring you to build a legacy as well. So chillax.
Grab a snack and enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome back. This is Nema. As we continue in this month of April, Financial Literacy Month, we will discuss today three types of life insurance. But just to recap, the first week we discussed the topic of building a financial legacy, the kingdom way. And inside that episode, I taught the rule of 72. Go back and listen to that if you haven't. That's something you need to know. The second week, we talked about the three ways money grows: fixed, variable, and indexed. Now, today, we will discuss the three types of insurance. And just to give you a preview, next week I have a special guest who will tie this all together. You'll be blessed by her testimony. So for today, let's get into it. The three types of life insurance are, number one, term life insurance. Now this is affordable coverage for a set period, meaning that it will expire. The term could range from 10 to 30 years, but at the end of that set term, you will no longer have insurance. But the flip side is, it's very affordable. If you have insurance on your job, that's temporary. What if you switch jobs? You need to have a life insurance policy that you own and not your employer. So if cost is an issue, term life insurance is very affordable. The second type of insurance is permanent or whole life insurance. This type of insurance offers coverage for your entire life as long as you pay the premiums, right? Inside the permanent insurance are different types that we can discuss during your appointment. So remember, just click the link in the description below and set up a time for us to go over your financial needs. The third type of coverage is annuities. Annuities are a life insurance product designed to protect and grow your money. It can be used to fund retirement plans. In certain types of annuity, your money is always protected and it will never suffer the losses of the stock market, okay? Our retirement specialist will be more than happy to sit down and review your current plans and devise a strategy based on your individual needs. So there you have it. Those are the three types of insurance. And I'm just giving you a brief summary so that you will know when you sit down and talk with us. You see I'm saying that, right? When you sit down and talk with us, you'll know the three types of insurance and have an idea of what it is you're looking for. And I know you're wondering, well, what are the costs? There are three factors that determine the cost of your life insurance. One being your age. Life insurance will not be cheaper than what it is today. If you do not have coverage, you cannot get coverage for cheaper than what it is today. Meaning the older you get, the more expensive the cost will be. So right now is the cheapest time, wouldn't you agree? Your age is number one. Number two is your gender, whether you're male or female. And then number three is your health. The insurance company is in business to minimize their risks. Of course, the more health issues that you have, you are a greater risk. And sometimes you may not be insurable. So again, we can have that conversation. Click the link in the description and set up a time where we can talk. Just to give you a brief summary of the three different types of insurance and also the three factors that determine the cost. Again, my goal for the next 5 months is to educate and impact 1,000 families in financial literacy. How will I do this? I'm calling all family, friends, and people I meet. I want to help 1,000 families get ahead financially, share with them the strategies that the wealthy use to grow their money. Because it's not how much money you make, but how much you're able to save and grow. We have products that will guarantee you lose no money as your 401k is contingent upon the rise and fall of the stock market. Let us educate you on how not to lose any, not a penny, of your hard-earned money. Again, we would be more than happy to sit down and review your plans and also go over a financial lifestyle strategy to help you cover your financial needs for now and for the future. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now. Hey, Winlow Crew.
What's up?
It's Nama.
Angel.
And we want to personally thank you for all the written reviews you sent in.
Yep.
Through Apple Podcasts. We thank you because Apple recognizes us and they suggest our podcast to more listeners. So we're very grateful for that. And it also encourages us, right, Joe?
Right.
Yeah, so when we read the wonderful and kind words you have to say about our podcast, it encourages us to keep going. Because we enjoy doing each episode, but then when we know that it reaches the hearts of others, we're very much so encouraged. So we thank you again and again. And if you would be so kind, just press pause right now and go leave us a written review. It'll only take a minute or so, right, Joe?
Mm-hmm.
And just say how wonderful Josiah is and encourage him. Because he's 8 years old and...
going on 18.
He wants to be 18 so badly, but I can see he and his cousins taking over this podcast, so... It really encourages us to know that someone is being inspired and someone is being blessed by our episode. So thank you in advance for the written reviews.
Yep.
God bless you. We love you.
Uh-huh.
Bye now.
Bye.
I would like to take this time to read a written review that was sent in to me personally. And I don't take any of this lightly. No, I don't. But it was sent in and I want to read it. Because it may help someone else. So this is Winlow with Nama and Joe podcast. The anointing on your voice and the calmness along with the music seems to make the anxieties within me leave. The topic of discussions are always uplifting and encouraging. Josiah, Levi, and Olivia are such blessings with their sweet, articulate voices.
Thanks.
Soothes the beast within. The scripture that comes to me as I write this is 1 Samuel 16:23. And when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul, David took a lyre and played it. So Saul was refreshed and became well, and the evil spirit left him. The evil spirit from the Lord is the devil. He is from the Lord because he was created by him. He is evil because of his own malice. He was changed from light bearer to dark bearer, from angel to devil. That is why he is called devil, the outcast. The point of the story is more than to tell what happened to Saul, but to see how the Lord, the true musician of the soul represented by David, is able to preach to all and turn sinners away from their sin, curing them from the maladies which they establish in their lives thanks to their sin. In this way, the sweetness of the harp, the power of the Lord's preaching, will lessen the sinner's fever and drive the devil from him. I would like to thank my friend Karen Turner for sending this in. It really blessed me that you were impacted so greatly by our podcast. And we say thank you again. We love you.
Love you, Miss Karen.
Hey, Joe.
Hey.
This is the most special part of our podcast. When we get to shout out our Winlow Wonders, because we meet people on a daily basis, and I have come to realize that everyone needs encouragement. You don't know what people are going through. And I've had the pleasure to meet two young ladies. One is named Letitia. Her son died at age 21. Her one and only son. And I had an opportunity to pray with her and encourage her. As a mother, I couldn't even imagine. I don't know that feeling, but I want to pray for her. And I also got a chance to meet Jeanette.
Yeah.
Jeanette had a son also to die at the age of 15.
15.
Yes, that's young. And I also want to pray for Jeanette. These are women that have overcome some tragic losses. And we can't say how easy it is unless we have gone through it, or how hard it is unless we have gone through it. But to Letitia, Jeanette, and all the moms that have lost a child, we pray God's comfort over you. And we pray that God will lessen the load day by day, that He will heal your heart, and that He will make it a little easier to bear. Josiah, you want to pray for the women who lost their sons?
Dad, thank you for the women that lost their sons, and God, just cover them.
Yes.
God, put your blood around them as a force. So God,
yes,
keep them as they walk. Keep them, God. They went through some tragic things, and they're still going.
Yes.
So God, just keep them. Hold them in your arms.
Yes.
God, we love you. In Jesus' name,
amen. There's a scripture that I want to read. Psalm 30:5 says, "For his anger endureth but a moment, and his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning." No matter how long it's been, no matter how long you need to grieve, I'm praying you grieve well, knowing that joy will come in the morning. Be blessed, be encouraged.
Hey there,
we
love you. Before you leave,
if this podcast has blessed you in any way, please, please, please support us by leaving a review and subscribing to our channel on Apple Podcasts. We will personally read every one of them. We also invite you to join our Winlow community at bit.ly/Winlow community. The link is in the show notes. And remember to make this daily affirmation found in Isaiah 54:13. All my children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of my children. We'll meet you in the next episode. Bye for now.